Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about county committee election nominations. County committees are a critical component of the operations of the Farm Service Agency. Members of local county committees help deliver farm FSA farm programs at the local level. Agricultural producers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer farm programs in the local counties. They work to ensure FSA agricultural programs serve the needs of our local producers. Operating within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws, FSA county committees apply their judgment and knowledge to make local decisions. Members meet approximately once a month, depending upon the task at hand. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas, referred to as LAAs. Cass County is divided into three LAAs, and each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term. Producers in Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Franklin, and Grove Townships encompass LAA 1. Jackie Pelzer has represented this area for the past 9 years and is not eligible for re-election. If you are a participant in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form, FSA 669A, is available at the Cass County FSA office or may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated. This indicates their agreement to serve if elected. Nominations began June 17th, and the completed nomination form must be postmarked and returned to the Cass County FSA office no later than August 1st, 2013. Now, a few reminders for our CRP producers and those interested in the CRP program. USDA recently authorized Farm Service Agency offices to begin accepting new offers and applications for Continuous Conservation Reserve Program practices. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. The new Continuous Sign-Up 44 began May 13th and includes upland bird habitat buffer initiative and duck nesting habitat initiative practices. It also authorizes a pollinator initiative practice to encourage the enhancement of pollinator insects like honeybees and the Iowa Pheasant Recovery Initiative practice to develop the growth of the pheasant population across the state. Another practice available is the Highly Erodible Land Initiative, which is available to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland, defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index, EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have a significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP sign-up is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general CRP sign-up contracts scheduled to expire September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices, some of which are under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until September 30th of this year. For questions or more information about the continuous CRP sign-up 44, contact your county FSA office. Current producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded they are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost-share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began May 15th and extends through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost-share billings to the local county office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to complete their mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the 30th of September of this year. Next, a few words about the 2013 Prevented Planning Reporting Deadline. The deadline for filing a 2013 Prevented Planning Report to your local county FSA office has been extended until July 15, 2013 for all Iowa farmers who have been unable to get their crops planted because of weather-related conditions. FSA reminds all producers that before certifying your acres with the Farm Service Agency, if you are affected by prevented planting conditions, please first visit with your federal crop insurance agent to discuss crop insurance effects and options of prevented plantings. And finally, DCP program sign-up and acreage certification. Enrollment for the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical Payment, DCP, program sign-up period continues through the 2nd of August. If you have yet to sign up for the DCP program or certify your planted acres in CRP, we encourage you to contact our office and schedule an appointment so we're able to have all your materials ready. Remember as well that if you have a tenant on your crop acres, yet you receive 100% of the CRP contract payments, you will also need to certify your CRP separate from the tenant's crop acres. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.